What is solid in you? Are you a protector? Are you a provider? Are you creative? Are you thoughtful? What about you has matured to the point of having the God code? Because that will determine how your story ends. That is what maturity is. Maturity is consistency. I go to work when I feel like it. I go to work when I don't feel like it. I preach when I want to preach. I preach when I don't want to preach. I get on the plane when I want to get on the plane. I get on the plane when I got to get on the plane. I got to do what I got to do. If I got to walk, I got to walk. It hurts, but I got to do it. What part of you has moved beyond your mood? Because that is the only part of you that is the God factor. In order to have your Father's code, you must be consistent. For the first time, I began to realize that the sun rising on the good and the evil wasn't about the good and the evil, it's about the Father. That the rain falling on the just and the unjust wasn't about the behavior of the just and the unjust, it's about the Father. And Jesus says that if we learn to be like that, then are we our Father's children. And I thought of Mari Povich. You didn't know I was going to preach about Mari this morning. I thought about Mari Povich because it seems like to me there's a question. Of fatherhood. So I thought, Mari, if there's a question as to whether these are legitimately his kids, what do you do to test it? So Mari said, in order to be absolutely sure, you can't trust what they say. You got to do a DNA test. Because DNA doesn't lie. So I started studying DNA, and it said DNA is a self-replicating material which is present in nearly all living organisms. I want to get this just right. As the main constituent of chromosomes, it is the carrier of genetic information. So you don't have to have the whole body if you have the toothbrush and it's got a little saliva on it. Whatever is on the toothbrush is in the fingernail, is in the hair follicle, is in the skin cells on my leg because it is my DNA. Code. You can steal my driver's license, but you can't steal my DNA code. You can take my car, but you can't take my code. It is my DNA code. Every living organism has a DNA code through which people have been exonerated on death row, been held in prison for 30 years and let go because they had the DNA code. Once they proved that it was not their DNA, you had to let them go. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So what I'm calling the God code is divine DNA. And Jesus says, you have your Father's code when you are consistent like your Father. Praise me in the sunshine. Praise me in the rain. Praise me in your pleasure. Praise me in your pain. Praise me when things are going right. Praise me when all hell is breaking loose. You don't have the God code if you only praise him when you got a pay hike and a raise, or a boyfriend and a check, or a car and a house. You have the God code when you can praise Him with no job, no husband, no groceries, no shoes. Though He slay me, yet shall I trust Him. I want to do a little DNA testing here. Who's got the code? This level of consistency, I want to get into this. Can I get into this? This level of consistency has something to do with you knowing who you are. People who do not know who they are depend on other people. And depending on where you catch them, that's who they are. But some of us, it just is. It just is what it is. Now, wait a minute. This goes deeper. I want to go deeper with this because I was teaching some preachers. I said, you don't let the crowd control the sermon. Away with that. The word of God ought to come from within you, not control by you. You could sit there right now and be as evil as you choose to be. Roll your eyes all while I'm preaching. Text your girlfriend on the fifth row behind you. Call me all kind of names. And all while you text it, I'll be preaching all over top of your head. Because I refuse to allow your facial expression to control the glory of God that's coming out of me. Touch your neighbor and say, I don't need you for this. I got this. I don't need you to make me feel good about myself. I feel good about myself. I don't need you to give me confidence in me. I got confidence in me. I don't need you to tell me who I am. I know who I am. Oh, I feel something about to break loose in here. I feel something about to break loose in here. Somebody's about to move their thermometer away from their enemies and put climate control within your reach. You have the power within yourself. Not to allow other people, other circumstances, other seasons, other times in your life to change who you are. Not to allow age to change who you are. Not to allow your bottom line to change who you are. You got the God code when you can take a licking and keep on ticking. You got the God code when you can go through hell and still talk about heaven. You got the God code when you can praise Him in the midst of worry and strife and confusion. You got the God code. Oh, my. And Jesus says, if you react to people on the basis of how they react to you, you are no better than the publicans. You're no better than the hypocrites. You're no better than ordinary people. You have no reward. You are not really your Father's child. When you are your Father's child, you will react like your father. Pushed in a corner, shoved to the wall, you will react like your father. You might try to react like you would like to react. But before you can really give them the full intensity of what you would like to say, something on the inside will grab you by the reins and pull you back and say, it's not even worth it. I wish I had a witness in here. I need somebody who's a real disciple. I don't need a church member. I need somebody who's a real disciple. And you know how you can go off, but every now and then God snatches you back. Tell somebody, tell them I got the God code. I would have cussed you out, but I got the God code. I would have drove my car right into your living room, but I got the God code. That's why you ought to let me go to church. You wouldn't like me if I didn't take my... High five somebody and say, I got the God code. He's all in my DNA. He's all in my spirit. He's all in my thoughts. He's all in my walk. He's all in my talk. I got the God code. Somebody shout, I got the God code. The part of you that is consistent is the part of you that has been converted, transformed by the engrafted word of God. Now, you heard all the word, but the word you do is the word that stuck. The Bible said the engrafted word of God is able to save your soul. What does engrafted mean? It means the word that stuck, the word that knit to you, the word that became one with you, the one that connected with your tissue, the word that became a part of your life. That's the only word you can use under attack. The only part of the word that you can use is a word that stuck to you, got engrafted in you, became a part of your DNA. That is the word that becomes your word, your conviction, your faith, your tenacity. What do you know about you that's consistent? What do we get when we get you? I'm not trying to make you feel bad, I'm just asking. What is solid in you? Are you a protector? Are you a provider? Are you creative? Are you thoughtful? What about you has matured to the point of having the God code? Because that will determine how your story ends. That is what maturity is. Maturity is consistency. I go to work when I feel like it. I go to work when I don't feel like it. I preach when I want to preach. I preach when I don't want to preach. I get on the plane when I want to get on the plane. I get on the plane when I got to get on the plane. I got to do what I got to do. If I got to walk, I got to walk. It hurts, but I got to do it. If I got to eat, I got to eat. I don't want it, but I got to do it. What part of you has moved beyond your mood? Because that is the only part of you that is the God factor. If in order to have your Father's code, you must be consistent, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what the scripture said, always, not sometimes, always abounding. What do we get from you always? The part of you that is consistent is the part of you that has been converted, transformed by the engrafted word of God. Now, you heard all the word, but the word you do is the word that stuck. The Bible says, can I teach this morning? The Bible says the engrafted word of God is able to save your soul. What does engrafted mean? It means the word that stuck, the word that knit to you, the word that became one with you, the one that connected with your tissue, the word that became a part of your life. That's the only word you can use under attack. You can't use what I said under attack. Y'all don't want the truth. You can't use what you heard somebody else say under attack. The only part of the word that you can use is a word that stuck to you, got engrafted in you, became a part of your DNA. That is the word that becomes your word. Your conviction, your faith, your tenacity. The other stuff is just echo, it's parakeet, it's repeating, it's hearsay information. It's inadmissible in court because it is not yours. I am throwing word out right now. I'm throwing word out right now. And different things are sticking with different people. Whatever sticks with you, that is able to save. Do you get that? The word that sticks with you, that stays with you, that gives you an aha moment. That's the only word you can use. You cannot use things that are not yours. The engrafted word of God is able to save your soul. That's why I don't understand people who will go to church anywhere.
Right, right, right.
They'll go anywhere. Don't matter. Church is a church. Go to church. Church is church. No, a church is not a church. It doesn't matter about the pews. Some people say, I can't go to a big church. You're going for the wrong reason. It doesn't matter about the size. It can be a tiny church. It can be a big church. It can be a storefront church. It doesn't matter about that. It can be black folks. It can be white folks. It can be brown folks. It can be folks who ain't sure what they are because they're mixed up with everything. It don't make no difference because that's not what I came to church for. I like you, but I didn't come to church for you. I think you're nice, but I didn't come to church for you. I like your smile. I didn't come to church for you. I could do this if you didn't come. It wouldn't interrupt my flow, because my flow is not built on you. This is about God. And until it becomes about God, you won't get the results you should get acting like a Christian, talking like a Christian, walking like a Christian, saying Christian stuff, putting Christian stuff on your Instagram. Don't make you a Christian. When you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, when you go through hell, when you're standing there crying, saying, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Are there any real believers in the room? So Jesus is teaching, and he's on the Mount of Olives, and he's trying to get the children to understand what their father's like. And then he says this, go to Matthew 7, 24, 29, and I'll close with this. This is good. Matthew 7, 24, 29. See, the reason this is good is because we got a generation now who has been raised on popular preaching. And popular preaching needs crowd reaction. So it always has a happy ending. Every week they find a different way to tell you everything's gonna be all right. And we get addicted to coming to church so that they can tell us. And you gotta find a new way to say it, but if you take all of your sermons and put them in a bag, most of them is everything's gonna be all right. So what do we do when things are not all right? Come on. We don't know how to handle it when things are not right. We feel like God failed us when things are not right because the people who represented the Father made him sound like Santa Claus. that he just want to give me stuff. He gonna bless you. Hey, he gonna bless you. He gonna bless you. Some of this stuff God ain't gonna bless. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. Nobody has the courage to preach the truth anymore. They're afraid of the congregation. Parents are afraid of their children. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. And the kids ain't scared of nobody. It's gonna rain sometime. You're gonna go through trouble sometime. You're gonna find days you don't wanna get out of the bed. You're gonna get bad news sometime. You're gonna get bad news so bad you're scared to answer your own phone. I hate it when people text me and say, call me back, it's important. I hate it. If it's important, say what it is. Because I would think of 1,000 different things that could be wrong. I done killed all my kin folks and everything. Oh, is Lizzie dead? Is Aunt Freddie dead? Just tell me. It's not going to be a good day every day. That doesn't mean that God isn't there. God did not promise you life without rain. God did not promise you pleasure without pain. God did not promise you happy days every day. Why do you think you need faith? If everything's going wonderful, why do we need faith? You need faith when all hell is breaking loose. You need faith when trouble is everywhere. You need faith when life makes no sense. You need faith when your sister's dead. You need faith when your mama dies in your arms. You need faith when your daddy's killed in a car wreck. You need faith when your son didn't get to live out his life. You need faith. God did not promise you that your life would always be like Christmas. It rains on the just and the unjust. Which begs the question, in all honesty, if it's gonna be what it's gonna be anyway, why even be a Christian? I know, I got you. We channel it. I'm with you. If he's not gonna stop the rain, and it's raining on me, and it's raining on her, and it's raining on him, and it's raining on them, and I'm the child of God, what difference does it make? Let's get high. Give me some. You know, so, I mean, let's just, you know, forget it. Think I gotta let it go. So put Matthew 7, 24, 29, see if I can bring some clarity to this. Come on back. Y'all stayed over there too long. I done completely lost you. You backslid that quick. This is the same message, and Jesus is coming to the end of it. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Touch somebody, say, I'm still here. I want you to see this. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, they just came to church, but they ain't gonna do nothing. They just here because you cute. They're here because they was in town and they came to church and they don't want to be here. They went me, hurry up, shut up. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Come on. And the rain descended, and the same flood came, and the same wind blew, and it beat upon the house, and it, and great was the fall of it. If you have the God code, it does not mean that you won't go through things, but it does mean when it's over, you'll still be standing.
This is your opportunity to hear Bishop's fun hit series on family, marriage, and relationships.
And I'm only asking for one thing, both from men and women, is to give up on the possibility that everything you think is right.
Today, for your gift of any amount, you will receive Model Homes, the three-part audio series, and a set of four scripture magnets to help keep the word front and center.
I don't need you to be victorious in here. I need you to be victorious out there.
In addition to the Model Home series and magnet set, for your gift of $90 or more, you will also receive the Joshua 24 wall art and pen, Promises from God for Parents, and the Model Homes 30-day devotional.
I got you.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay.
God wants to bless your home life. Don't wait. Call or go online today and get your copy of Model Homes.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.